Om Shanti. Om Shanti, and also a warm welcome to all those who are listening on the internet. Yesterday we were counting, and on the WhatsApp there is 250 followers, and on the website daily. No, for Magic of Blessing in English. And for the website, between 200 and 300 downloading every day. So total of 500 Tivr Purusharthi, which is nice and growing. And as a listener myself, I feel it's always nice to give a little bit introduction. So yesterday it was Sister Barty from UK speaking. And today your host is BK Krishan from France. You might wonder why Krishan, because my name is Christian, but whenever I was in India, I used to introduce myself, hello, I'm Christian, and they will answer, hello, I'm Hindu. You know, so there was some confusion, and after some time, Daddy Janki, she changed the name, and now you are Krishan. You know, because in the Murli, there is some similarity between Krishna and Christian, and phonetically, it sounds the same, so it's nice. Now, no problem when I introduce myself. So, magic of blessing of today. May you be a soul who experiments by experimenting with the powers of knowledge and yoga on the basis of light. So a soul who experiments with the powers of knowledge and yoga on the basis of light. Just as many practical experiments of science are shown by the light of nature, in the same way, you can experiment with the imperishable light of God, with the light of soul consciousness, and the light of your practical stage, with the powers of knowledge and yoga. If your stage and form are double light, you will then very easily be successful in your experiment. So, experiment with the imperishable light of God, the light of soul consciousness, the light of your practical stage. And if your stage and form are double light, you will then very easily be successful in your experiments. When each one begins to experiment with the self, then a powerful gathering of souls who experiment will be created. So first the self, then the group. So, Babane Achkakara is telling to experiment with light. Light of knowledge, light of yoga. How is it? Because usually light is more associated with knowledge, knowledge as light, and yoga is more associated with power. So, how is light associated with knowledge is associated with light? Why should we associate knowledge with light? So, this is not too difficult, because usually the light of knowledge dispels the darkness of ignorance. Hein? There is tamaso, ma, sat, ga, maya, and asato, sat, ga, maya. So take me from knowledge, no, take me from ignorance into knowledge, and take me from darkness into light. So since long time ago, there is this, and almost in all tradition, there is this association between knowledge and light. But even here we speak also of Gyan Surya, the sun of knowledge. So the sun that dispels darkness is the sun of knowledge. And how is it that knowledge is also power? What do you think? How is it that knowledge is also power? And it's said, this is a common sense, even the Lokik, they say there is power in knowledge, and the one who has the more knowledge, actually, presently, in our days, the countries, the companies, they are competing about knowledge. Knowledge is power. And even in France, there was a well-known emperor, Maharaja, and it was Napoleon, and he was telling one thing. He was a warrior by himself. He became master of three quarters of Europe, and he was telling there is two powers in the world currently, and one is power of the sword, means the army, the warriors, and the second is power of the mind. But the mind, he was not talking about the mind as we know it. He was talking about the mind, knowledge, ideas. And so he finishes his quotation with, at the end, this is the power of the mind which gained victory about the sword. So for a warrior like Napoleon, it was quite a strong statement. And in this Raja Yoga, also, it's debatable. Not everyone agrees, but usually when we look at the picture of Vishnu, the mace is for knowledge. Huh? When you put this knowledge into your churning, spinning, then it becomes yoga by spinning the cycle of a world realization from knowledge. When you put this knowledge into action, then it becomes dharma. And when you put this knowledge and you give it to others, then it becomes seva. But so many they agree to associate the gada, the mace, with knowledge. So knowledge is power. This is for knowledge, and reversely, yoga is more associated with power, yogbal, arbatme yogbalse. So yoga is more associated with power. How is it that yoga can be associated with light? So it it gives energy, but how can it be associated with light? And also it must strike our mind that in every tradition God is associated with light. Even when we give the seven discourse, there is a picture, and Baba is in the middle, and they show that in every tradition, God is light. God is light. God is light in Buddhism. God is light in Christianism. God is light in Islam, and so on. So, for 7 billion to 8 billion people, God is associated with light. So, our yoga is with light. And if we want to talk easily to Lokic people, maybe they won't agree about God. They don't like too much to speak about God. But if you say, oh, I am meditating on light, then they will agree. So there is, and also we are talking about fire of yoga, Yog Agni, and the fire also is creating light. So both can be associated with light and might, but this morning Baba is talking more about light and experimenting with light. And the key word is experimenting. And this season in Madhuban, there was two to three classes. One was by Sister Sharona. She is a NC from Israel. And she was insisting on how to have experiential yoga. you know, to have experiment in yoga. And one other class, 2 days after, it was Brother Le Chu from Malaysia and C from Malaysia, same topic. How to have experiences in yoga. And then there was the Dr. Sachin. He had a class on how to fix the leakage. And in fixing the leakage, he was telling there is 3 layers in the soul. You know them? 3 layers in the soul. This is your Guruji is speaking. So 3 layers in the soul. So first layer is actions. So more or less we are acquainted with action. We know what it is and we know how to deal with them. Then second layer is thinking level. And then this is our raw material. We are also used to deal with our thinking and to monitor our thinking. And third layer is emotions. And this, it's more quirky. It's more difficult to handle, and very often we are slave to our emotion. And it happens in such a way that when you have an emotion, it will release chemicals in your blood. For instance, if you are anger or you are stressed, then it will release cortisol. Cortisol is a powerful hormone in your body. If you are, let's say, in a state of fear, then it will release adrenaline or noradrenaline, and then it will give you a quick boost. And if you are enjoying some activity, it will release endorphins. But after some times, the body get used to it and start to develop addiction and is craving for this hormone. So means that at one point you would like to change your behavior. You say, no, now I must not feel this, I must not think this, I must not do this. But the body is used to the chemical bath he has been delivered over the years, and it will override your thinking and your best opinions. See the way it works. So if we want to become master of the emotion, then we must manage to get out of this cycle of addiction to the chemicals. So what our brother, what Baba was telling this morning in the blessing, go into experience, and what our brother and sisters were telling, go into experience so as to provide the mind, the body, nice experiences which will help them to override the addiction. So it is of utmost importance to go into experiential yoga so as to act at all level, emotion, but emotion emotion first. So Daddy Janki, she often tells Joe Babaka Menekia. So what Baba is telling, this is what I am doing. So since Baba is telling this morning experience with light, power of light, no, power of yoga, we will do some exercise of meditation, practical experience of light and might. So in the blessing also Baba was telling about the wonder of science. Science proves practically, we are telling theoretically, and science prove practically. And one way science is using power of light those days, we see it in Madhuban, we see it in Shantivan, it is solar panel. We have the hot water, we have the solar steam cooking, because there is a power of the sun, the light of the sun, which is captured by the solar panel. So same in our meditation, we will be connected not to physical sun, but we will be connected to spiritual sun. So importance is to go into sensation, anubhav, experience. So a little bit you can see when you are in Pandavabhavan, Gyansarovar, you can see Madhuban Nivasi, they are in the courtyard and they are enjoying the sun, or they are in a tower of peace enjoying the sun, or they are at the reception of Om Shanti Bhavan and they enjoy the sun. So it's a speciality of Madhuban. So likewise, in our meditation, we will just try to open our solar panel like 180 degrees to attract more light possible, and internally we will feel like sun bathing. Okay, like 2 minutes. Okay, now second experiment. What is a song of traffic control of 7 a.m. that we listen every day? Antareman me jyoti jagalo oga dur andhyara. So ignite the light inside and it will dispel the darkness. So what we will do in this meditation, we will figure in our inner space a candle. So candle is lighted, and outside is darkness, outside is cold, outside is hardship. But inside there is the warmth, there is the soft light, there is the beauty of the flame, there is a dancing flame. So during 1-2 minutes, candle will be in front of us, we will focus on the flame. Flame is our soul, and we will be captivated by the warmth, by the beauty, by the softness, and we will let the light spread and in all our mental space. 2 minutes. Okay, thank you. Then, what is the most powerful, what is the greatest power on Earth? Atomic power, okay. Then, actually, most powerful, greatest power on Earth, it is Shiv Shakti. Shiv Shakti means a combination of Paramatma and Jivatma, means supreme soul is combined with individual soul. This is greatest power that can exist. And let us picture a needle, you see, little pin, and a tip of the needle. If the tip of the needle is heated, means put like in a fire, but up to 1 million degrees. We manage to heat the needle to 1 million degrees. It will blow out everything, blow away everything in a radius of 10 kilometers. If there is 1 million degrees in this room now, in 10 kilometers, nothing more exists. So we will do this exercise. Actually, this is exercise of concentration. Concentration, like in the... you remember in Shivratri. Shivratri, Baba, he was giving the Murli. I feel it's 5 March 2008. And at what moment he gives the drill? The drill was total silence. Total silence with concentration of the mind, concentration of the intellect. So this is what we will do. Total concentration on the tip of the pin, or middle of the forehead, and we will imagine that Shiv Baba is combined with us, and there was atomic power, then now it's atomic power, but two atma combine, supreme soul and individual soul, and we dispel every darkness, we dispel every vices, we dispel every negativity in a radius of 10 kilometers, 2 minutes. Thank you. So then what is also science doing with light? And most well-known use of light in science is laser. No, we use laser in every aspect of our life, even for surgery, even for cooking, and so laser is the most widespread use of science. So in this meditation, we will think of Baba. And Baba is sending a laser ray, and laser ray is directed toward the middle of the forehead. In the middle of the forehead, there is a diamond. So soul is like diamond, but diamond has some flaws, has some imperfection, and surgeon, this is meditation with Baba as a surgeon. And the supreme surgeon wants to remove imperfection, wants to see the children perfect. So laser ray will slowly, slowly clean every side of the diamond. So what is important when a surgeon is operating is, please, you don't move. Otherwise, it won't be good. What means don't move means zero thinking, and you let surgeon clean the diamond of the soul with his laser ray of supreme light. 2 minutes. Thank you. So what do they do also in science when they want to... Okay, so I had a few other experiences, but now is time. Maybe just one little thing. At the end of the blessing of today, Baba was telling, when each one begins to experiment with the self, a powerful gathering of souls who experiment will be created. So there is understanding that also a collective meditation on same topic is useful. This is in the Holy Quran, the Muslim. In the Holy Quran, they teach that prayer in a group is 95% better, superior to individual prayer. So there is, and Baba is telling the same, power of the gathering. So all mind united in same wavelengths, same thinking. So this is invitation for today, meditation on light, purification with light, taking power from light, knowledge, and yoga. And also maybe inspiration. We are churning together. Maybe also sometimes we can have a meditation together on the same topic. Maybe you are doing it already, I don't know. Om Shanti.